All praises to the Most High Yahweh, creator of all things, worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, power and majesty and dominion forever and ever. Also acknowledging his only begotten son, Yahusha HaMashiach, also known as Yahusha, Yeshua, and Jesus. Also giving acknowledgement to the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, and the Comforter, leading and guiding in all truth and righteousness, bringing all things to remembrance. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode of Talking Prophecy. This episode is going to be concerning the last days. Most people don't realize that the last days are over 2,000 years worth of last days. The apostles were living in the last days. Here we are right now, this very moment, and we're living in the last days. So we must first understand that the last days consist of 2,000 plus years. Now, another fact that we must realize before we can really understand scripture is we are still in captivity. We are in the land of our captivity. This place has always been wicked from day one that we arrived here. We are in the land of confusion. So a lot of the scriptures of the last, well, let's say, I'm going to say all of the scriptures concerning the last 7 years or the last days are not going to be here. We know that Second Exodus is on the horizon. And when we're brought out, we will be going back to our land. So all of the last day scriptures are referring to Israel in their land when they go back. This starts the clock for the last 7 years of the last days. Matthew 24, verse 34 and 35. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That's our Savior talking. And he's saying that this last generation, the generation brought out from captivity worldwide, that generation is the last generation, and it shall not pass away until all these things be fulfilled. Exodus, marriage supper of the Lamb, great tribulation, the second coming, all of these events will be fulfilled in the last 7 years. I know right now I haven't proven this, but bear with me. Matthew 24, 15 and 21st verse. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Savior tells us, we cannot see the Antichrist, the beast, standing in the temple from the lands of our captivity. We have no understanding of where Jerusalem really is. We don't know where Judea is. We don't know these things because we're captive in another land. But that's what Second Exodus is all about. Returning home from the four corners of the earth, Israel being regathered. This is what Second Exodus is all about. So when this happens, the temple will be rebuilt and there will come a day. Well, let me say it even like this, because the scripture says Israel flees into the wilderness and has a place prepared for her for 1260 days. Toward the end of those 1260 days is when you're going to see this beast slash Antichrist enter into the temple, standing, proclaiming himself to be the Most High. Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. All right. Here again, we see, look, because when Yahushua was talking, he said, when you see what Daniel was speaking about, standing in the holy place. And then in Daniel, it tells you that he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, and he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. These things take place in a temple. The sacrifice is offered in the temple, and the oblations is the process that's going on in the temple. So when you see him come and cause this to stop, he's getting ready to do that wicked thing that the scriptures prophesied will happen. So now, also, like I said, we just read in verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation. He has to stand in the temple first. When you see these things, we were instructed to run, those that's living in Judea, head to the mountains immediately. If you're on your housetop, do not come down to take anything from your house. If you're in the field, do not return back home. Because if you're pregnant also, woe unto you. Because this is going to be where great tribulation starts. So get the understanding. Not in captivity. There are people preaching error that we're in great tribulation now. You're not going to be able to go to Walmart in great tribulation. You're not going to watch Sunday football in great tribulation. That's complete and utter nonsense. So we should be higher than this. If we are really believing the scriptures, there is no way you should ever believe something like this at this point in time. You should already know these things. So again, when you see him enter into the temple, the beast slash antichrist, man of sin, son of perdition, enter into the temple, then it's going to usher in great tribulation. Once we understand that point, we're going to open up some doors. Now we're going to rewind to go forward. And by this, let's go straight to it. Revelation 17:8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. The key thing I want to draw your attention to in this verse, the beast that thou sawest was and is not shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Before this beast antichrist can go into the temple showing himself like he's the Most High, he must first ascend out of the bottomless pit. That's another reason why you know you're not in great tribulation. We do not see anything near a bottomless pit that's open. According to the scriptures, bottomless pit opens, there is deep smoke coming out, enough to darken the sun. The moon will be turning to blood. Locust-like creatures will be coming out. We see nothing like this in the land of our captivity. So if you believe in this, you know, you really need to check yourself to see how much you really believe the scriptures. Because it's hard to see how people believe they're in great tribulation. Okay, let's keep going. So the main point in that, the beast must ascend out of the bottomless pit. So before he can go to the temple, he must ascend out of the bottomless pit. Revelation 13:2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And the dragon gave him his seat and authority. Before we go there, let me pull something else up. Sorry for this. I got a little bit ahead of myself. The next scripture that we're going to read is coming from Revelation 9:1. So remember, the beast ascended out of the pit. Who opens that pit? And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. So here we see, before the Antichrist can enter the temple, he must ascend from the pit. And before he can ascend from the pit, a star from heaven must fall, because he has the key to that pit. So the star falls from heaven and he opens the pit. Now, what causes the star to fall? Revelations chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we see that when we return to this, our land, we have a place of safety for 1260 days. After that, war will break out in heaven, and the devil and his fallen angels will be cast to this earth. One of those falling angels, referred to as a star, will have the key to the bottomless pit. He will open that bottomless pit, and the Antichrist, the beast, shall ascend out of that pit. This is going to be the scenario for the last 7 years of the last days. We return back to our lands, 1260 days. War breaks out in heaven. The fallen angels are cast to the earth. One of them have the key to the bottomless pit, and the Antichrist ascends from that pit. Okay, I don't know how many of you know or are aware of this fact, that Yahawashah, our Lord and Savior, the scriptures say that the fullness of the Most High dwelled in him bodily. King James Version says the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Yahawashah bodily. So Yahawashah had the fullness of the Most High in him. Now, you know that Satan is a great mimicker and always loves to repeat the things that the Most High has done. So you have to now understand that Satan will transfer his power unto the beast. He will put his power into the beast. Let's prove this. Revelations 13:2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. The dragon, which is Satan, the devil, that old serpent, gave the beast / Antichrist, man of sin, son of perdition, his power and his seat and great authority. So before the Antichrist can go into the temple showing himself to be the Most High, Satan, the dragon, which will be cast to the earth, must transfer his power unto this beast, Antichrist. It's the dragon that gives the beast his power, his seat, and great authority. Revelations 13:4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? All of these events must first take place before the Antichrist can go into the temple. The Antichrist ascends from the pit. The fallen angel opens that pit. And the angels are cast out when there is war in heaven. And we enter first into the wilderness 1260 days. So again, 1260 days, second Exodus, we come in, place prepared, 1260 days. That's 3.5 years. In the middle, the Antichrist, according to Daniel, will come and cause the oblation to cease and the sacrifice to cease. And he will show himself to be the Most High. So again, second Exodus, we come into our lands. War breaks out in heaven. Fallen angels are cast to the earth. One of the fallen angels opens the bottomless pit. The beast ascends from that pit. The beast gets his power from the dragon. And then the beast enters in to the temple. And then he brings in great tribulation. These are how the events are going to unfold. Go behind, read the scriptures, and come judge. All praises to the Most High Yahweh, his only begotten Son Yahweh Shai, and to the Ruach HaKodesh. Shalom, shalom, and till the next episode, may the Most High keep us all. Selah.